This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The World Health Organization said the United States could soon become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said an acceleration of new cases in the U.S. is behind the organization's assessment. Harris said 85% of new cases worldwide since Monday were confirmed in the U.S. and Europe. She said 40% of those new cases were in the United States. New York City is now seen as an epicenter of the virus in the United States, with far more cases than anywhere else in the nation. The pandemic has brought the U.S. economy, which was roaring just a month ago, to a halt, with business shuttered and people told to stay home. President Trump told Fox News Tuesday he would like to have the country opened up and raring to go by Easter, which is April 12th. Some medical experts believe that is a bad idea. Meantime, while most Americans are under recommended lockdowns, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday ordered a complete three-week lockdown for the nation's 1.3 billion people. Modi warned if India does not handle these 21 days well, then the country will go backwards by 21 years. Italy, with more than 6,000 deaths, is still the world's coronavirus epicenter, but conditions are vastly improved in what had been ground zero, China. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced Tuesday the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo will be postponed until next year because of the epidemic, the coronavirus pandemic, that is, although the International Olympic Committee had said it would spend months debating the matter. The decision to postpone became inevitable after several countries said they would not send athletes if the Games were held this summer. The Summer Games were scheduled for July 24. This is VOA News.